Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writes books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP executive and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. As always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to go forth on the show, Father God. And we ask that, Father God, that you stand in the midst, Father God, let your Holy Spirit speak to our listeners and to us on today, Father God, and that all that we do and say be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And at the end of the show, Father God, that you may get the glory, and that someone that's out there listening, Father God, and have a bowed down head, Father God, or confused, Father God, that they may be able, Father God, to hear your word on today and know who you are, Father God, and they will call on you and they will give their life to you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, listeners, our topic for today will be just give thanks. Yes, just give thanks. This is the time of Thanksgiving and the time of Christmas is approaching, the time of giving. But we want to remember to give thanks to the one who deserves all the thanks and all the praises and all the glories and all the glory that's none other than our Heavenly Father. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic on today just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, will be bringing a word on today's topic. I'm going to bring her into the studio. She's already in the studio with me. We're going to bring her forth because we have such a short show on today. We're only on for half an hour on today. We will start back on our show in the year of 2022. The Lord bless us to cross over and see another year. So with that being said, Pastor Smith, how are you doing on today?
Good evening. God bless you, Dr. Chapman. Doing well. Thank you.
We're always grateful to have you, and we know that you have a word from the Lord on today, and I'm all ears, and I'm just excited to hear what the Lord has given you to share with our listeners on today, and you can let them know what scriptures you want them to follow you with as you go forward. So I'm going to turn the studio over to you at this time, co-host.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Chapman. I thank you so much, amazing woman of God. I truly thank God for the opportunity once more again to be on here and to share with all of our amazing, awesome listeners this evening as we are in the very last month of the year and celebrating soon the Christmas holiday, praise God. And we know what that means, praise God, as we celebrate it. But today I just want to share with you, praise the Lord, during this season when a lot of people are dealing with and battling with loneliness, sadness, for so many different reasons. They're battling with so many different things. And in this season when we should have so much joy, and I don't say just this season, every season, because Jesus is the reason for every season. But in this time of the year, we find that people are so sad. The domestic violent rate increased. The suicide increased. The feeling of loneliness and sadness increased. So many things happen. But I want to say to you this evening, as we share briefly, I want to encourage you to just give thanks. In the midst of everything that's going on, not giving thanks because of the bad things, not giving thanks because of all the lives and things that have been lost and families that have been affected through what we have gone through, the pandemic, but to give thanks because we serve a God that is sovereign and is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or even think. So what am I saying? Just give thanks, because there's nothing that we have gone through. There's nothing that we will go through or ever have to face in this lifetime that would change who God is. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So this evening, I just want to encourage you with the word, just give thanks. You may not have everything that you want, but just give thanks because you have some of what you want. You may not be able to do everything that you want to do, but just give thanks. You can do some of the things that you want to do. We have so much to be thankful for. When I look at these two words, just using thank you out of being thankful, these are two very powerful words, and they're words that we oftentimes forget to share, forget to use, forget to tell somebody. The power of these two words, they have quite a bit. This power in just giving thanks, when we think about the Lord Jesus Christ and all he has done, never knew sin, but he bore your sins. He didn't wait till we came out. While we were in our sin, while we were yet sinners, praise God, he laid his life down, only one powerful enough to take it up again, keep up all of his promises. Just giving thanks, thanking him for all that he has done, and every day he allows us to live and breathe and have the fiber of our being, just giving thanks. These two powerful words, thank you, out of thankfulness and out of giving thanks, the power of these words has the ability to transform health, transform and happiness. Watch it when you share with people these words. If you have not paid attention, watch how their face light up when you tell them thank you, when you tell them how much you appreciate them. There's so much power in these words. Why? Because these words are what the word of God tells. He said, give thanks in all things. Be thankful. Not because it's negative, not because it's bad, because he'll turn a negative to a positive, because he'll turn a bad to good, because the word of God tells us in Romans 8:28, he says it's all working out for your good. So when we look at this word tonight, just give thanks. The power to transform what? Health. To put you in a place of happiness. Praise God, to elevate in performance and success. When you begin to share these words, when you look in research, and as I've done with this study tonight, it reveals that when people are grateful, they are happier. When they're thankful, they're better friends. When they're grateful, when they're thankful, when they're giving thanks, they're trustworthy. You can depend on people like that. We have to begin to spread this power in the thank you, showing appreciation to one another, letting them know, you know what, I couldn't have did that without you. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful that you are part of this. I'm so thankful that you are here. On the job, give thanks. In the home, share this thanks and watch how it changes people. Watch how it transforms them. Watch how they respond to you as you show love and thanks and giving thanks and appreciation. Even with the children, when you tell them how much you appreciate them, when you let, even though they may make mistakes, when you tell them you did a great job. Listen, let me show you how to do this better next time. But what you did just then was just awesome. You're building them. Thank you boosts your self-esteem. people that appreciate it. Watch the people that appreciate it, that are shared, that are giving thanks, that you give thanks for what they have done. This is the same. God wants you to give him thanks. Let's go to the scripture, then I'll come back and share. And we're going to bring Evangelist Chapman in to chime in on this amazing lesson. We want you to be able to chime in as well. I want to take you to one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms number 100, and I have a few others, but I want to take you here quickly. The Psalms number 100 and verses 2 through 5, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. If you want to know why to give thanks and to be thankful, here's an amazing spot right here. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thanked and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Why are you giving thanks? Why are you so thankful? Because he's good? Because he never changes? Because he made promises that he keeps? That he's a keeper of every promise, and every promise he makes is yes and amen? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Let us be encouraged, and let us encourage one another. And come to that place where we joyfully give thanks before the Lord, worshiping him with gladness. He wants us to come before him with gladness. He wants us to come before him joyfully. Why not come before an all-knowing, an all-seeing, an all-powerful God joyfully? Why not come before him regardless of what you're facing, regardless of what you're going through, with a knowing in your knowing? He could change anything. He could fix anything. He could change anybody. Praise God, he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ever ask or even think. Give thanks. We encourage ourselves and so encourage others to come before him with joy. Come joyfully. The word of God in Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's a place right there to give thanks. The joy of him makes me strong, gives me strength when I don't want to press, to push when I don't want to push. Praise God. Come joyfully before the Lord, worshiping him with gladness, in the clapping of your hand, in the waving of your hand, in the love you share one to another. Praise God. In songs. As we do this, guess what? The enemy has to flee. He's not going to stay where you loving one another, where you rejoicing with one another, where you giving God praise and thanks for him and one another, where you encouraging one another, where you lifting one another up. As we do this, the enemy has to flee from us and our hearts. He doesn't just flee from our physical, but he flees out of our heart, trying to fill it with the opposite of what God has told us we should have. He has to flee, and our hearts are filled with what? Hope, joy, strength, peace. We have to remember that thanksgiving needs to be the attitude of the believer. Our attitude as believers of Christ Jesus, our whole attitude ought to be, praise God, to the giving thanks. To our fellow brothers and sisters, be surprised how that builds them up, how that encourages them. What they don't know, give thanks in the fact that you have the knowledge that you can teach them. Give thanks that you do know and you're willing to help them say that they know. It could have been that you didn't know. Praise God. But give thanks that you do have the knowledge you have and you can share it with somebody else. We need to remember that thanksgiving needs to be the attitude of us as Christians, as believers in Christ, men and women of God. And it should be that at all times. Why? Because praising God, praise itself, thanksgiving, and worship is our expression of love for the Lord. That's why it ought to be our attitude at all times. Because giving thanks, praise God, is a praise. It's a thanksgiving. And it's a form of worship. It's literally our expression of love, the love we have for the one that paid it all. Never knew it, but paid it all. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to pause for a moment and bring in our amazing, awesome host, none other than Dr. Chapman, to chime in and to share with us, also to let us know if someone on the line has pressed that number one. Evangelist Dr. Chapman.
God bless you, Cole. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any question, comment, or just want to just tune in to what we're talking about on today, and you want to emphasize and give your thoughts about today's topic. And I'm so very happy for the co-host. And I'm not going to come in and emphasize on today on her topic, give thanks, because we want to give thanks at all times. Give God the glory and give him thanks for all that he do for us and all that he has done for us and all that he's going to do for us, the path that he's already chosen for us and the work and the anointing he's already put upon our lives. We want to thank God for that, because without him, we cannot do nothing. We are nothing without God. All that I am and all that I would ever will be because of the love of God, the love God has for me. And with that being said, we know that God loves you too, listeners. And all you have to do, just getting up in the morning is a blessing to all of us. Just to see another day with all the chaos and all of the sickness and death that's all around us. If we are blessed to see another day, we ought to get up telling the Lord, thank you. We thank you, Lord, just to let us see a brand new day. To have food on our tables. So many people are without food. The news is always coming on the news where people are still hungry, even though they're getting government help, but it's not enough to feed their entire families, because the money that they have left over is money that they need to put with the bill money so they can make ends meet from month to month. And we want to just give God the thanks on today, thanking him that we do have food on our table. We do have lights in our home. We do have a shelter. We have clothes to put on our back. It's so much to be grateful and thankful for. And I thank God for giving this topic to co-host on today, just give thanks. That's all she's asking on today. Just stop and give thanks to God. And one of the scriptures I want to just talk briefly on is what she said, that she'll be coming from Psalms 119, and chapter of Psalms, and verse 105, and it reads that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word, whenever you are afflicted or going through or having any type of complications in your life, or when trouble rises, or death in the family, sickness, and so many of us can attest to that since the pandemic of COVID-19. Every time the phone rings, or when you talk to someone, you hear about someone has died, or someone is in the hospital, or someone at home suffering on a bit of affliction with the COVID. Every time you turn the news on now, they're talking about another new panic, another new pandemic is arising, and it's in the United States. So we don't know what you're going to face from day to day. We don't know what's ahead of us, but we do know that God is always there. God is always on our side. God is always with us every step of the way. And this is why I always counteract and be a fence around me and protect me as I travel along the way. As I go from day to day, Lord, just build a fence all around me. Hold me in your loving arms. Let me lean and depend on you, because there's no other. So, Lord, I give you thanks on today. I give you thanks. I give the glory and all the honor to you. I thank you for where you have brought me from. Looking back over my life, and just to think about where I could be on today look how far the Lord has brought you. And I know some of you can attest to the same thing, listeners. Just press that number one if you want to just say hello and just say something to the co-host. So myself, we'll be glad to hear from you. I know I love to hear from my listeners. And I want to know that you are tuned in and you are hearing the word of God. Not only is you hearing it, but you're going to apply to your life when you get off of the this radio show. We do have a caller that called in, and I'm going to see if I can bring them in. It's showing me a different signature, but I'm going to bring them in at this time. And that call is from Arrow Code 504. Last four digits of that number is 3236. Last four digits are 3236. Hello, caller. You're now live on the air.
3236. That's me. Hi, this is Gloria Chapman.
Hey, and Glo, how are you?
Hello. All right, fine, great. I saw that you made direct connection with my line. I've seen it on Facebook, but I don't know if it ever had a number with it. And if there's anything and it becomes technical, then that's not me. So I can do numbers, and here I am. And I've enjoyed the program so far. It's really been encouraging.
God bless you, and it's just a joy hearing
Okay.
And do call in and tune in with us every Thursday at the same time. And I just want to thank God for you all. Thank God.
I will
hear your voice.
Okay, I will put that under my contact and have remembrance at 4:30 on a Thursday, right? Thursday evening.
Thursday, that's right.
Okay.
I'll be sending you
All right. I really enjoyed the word, the message. No necessarily prayer request. I just wanted to say that I enjoyed everything that I did here today, and I will be tuning in again. Okay.
Thank you. All right, Dolores. We do have another
All
call,
right.
And that call is code 504. The last four digits is 8011. I'm going to bring her into the studio live at this time. 504-8011. And hello, caller. You are now live on the air.
Thank you so much, Dr. Doris. What a wonderful message today on giving thanks. I just thank God for all his good and perfect gifts. And just to be grateful makes me so happy. And anyone that's listening, they know when they give thanks for just the least things that God has done for them, it's always big, big, big. But when they are grateful and they're constantly giving thanks, it makes them just feel so good within themselves. And all God's gifts are perfect gifts. And when they constantly say, thank you, Lord, for the little things, just for waking us up this morning, for all of the things that are seen and unseen, for all of the trials and tribulations we go through. And we just shout out and just say, thank you, Lord. And we're just grateful just to see another day. I enjoyed your message, Pastor Doris. What a wonderful message. I'm sorry, doctor. I'm so sorry. Giving thanks around this time. It's not about what we're receiving and what we have and what we don't have. It's just being thankful and grateful, just being alive. So on that note, God bless you and keep on keeping on. Keep on spreading the word, both doctor and doctor, so that we may not only be hearers and doers of the word, we may see the word and the word may be embedded in us, and we constantly say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you and we magnify your name because you are so worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Thank you.
We want to thank
all the joy it is be listening again.
God bless you. God bless
you.
Is this Gloria Johnson?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
God, Sister Johnson, my prayers will be praying for you. And we ask all the listeners out there to keep her on your prayer list, that God will strengthen her as well. And whatever she's going through, whatever she's going to go through, you know, that God is going to be there with her. Jesus will carry you through. I love you and thank you for calling in. All right, listeners, time is moving real fast. And I know that knowing my co-host, Pastor Dora Smith, as well as I do, I know that she's going to come back with part two of Just Give Thanks before the Christmas holidays. So we want to invite you, our listeners out there, if you have a topic or something that God has given you to say, to go forth with, feel free to call us, and we would let you come on the show as well and share what God has given you, share a word to someone out there that may need just a encouragement. And, you know, listeners, I want to say that you have such a short time, co-host, and I wouldn't want you to get back into your topic because you're not going to have time to emphasize on it, but you may
have
a minute of the show. But I want to encourage you and my listeners to encourage yourself. Speak on yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. My cousin, he teaches Bible classes on Wednesdays and Sundays on FaceTime. And I've been enjoying with part one and part two. As you said, we are what we ask. In other words, whatever you ask God, whatever comes out of your mouth, that's what God do. So if you speak negative on your life, that's what you're going to receive. And he walked us through the word of God on last night, and the scriptures that he brought forth was confirming that when you go to God, and whatever you speak on your life, life and death is in the tongue. And whatever you speak out of your mouth, it shall return back to you. So we want to speak on our life, and we want to have a reflect on our life as being blessed, not cursed. God is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And we want to just magnify him, you know, and we celebrate December, which we know his birthday is not December the 25th, but that's the day that we set aside to give honor and honor his birthday here on earth. I mean, here on earth. And in the world that's around us, we celebrate December the 25th. So as we move into the days that's coming before us, and as we go into December the 25th, and remember the birth of Christ, joy to the world, the Lord has come. And we want to, and God is not just has come, he's here right now. He's here right now, and there's such just to think about the purpose of him coming into the world to save an old sinner like me and you. And he said he didn't come to save those which was already saved. He came to save those which was lost. And he died for all of our sins, past, present, and future. What more can we ask of today? What more can we ask to say, why should we give him praises? Why thank him? That's the reason right there. Lord, we thank you for your blood that you shed. We thank you for all the suffering that you did as you hung there on the cross. So with that being said, listeners, we only have a couple of minutes that's left, and we're going to have our closing prayer by our co-host. And after the prayer, I'm going to ask all of you to thank all of you for tuning in on today. And I know in my co-host, she will be back with part two of this. God bless your co-host. Close out, please.
Father, we thank you and we praise you. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we lift you up and magnify your name because you are worthy. Lord, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, for it's all due unto you. Lord, what can we do without you? Nothing. We have so very much to give thanks for, just for life, health, and strength, for the fact that we live and breathe and have the very fiber of our being. Lord, we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done and what you continue to do. In spite of everything that is going on in our life, in spite of everything that will go on, you're still God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. You know our name. You know our need. You know our desire. And you love us, and we have so much to give thanks, because you say, I won't only meet your need, but I'll give you your very heart desires. And Lord, we thank you tonight. In spite of it all, in the midst of it all, we're so glad and so grateful and so thankful that you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are a never-changing God. And we give you honor, glory, and we give you praise. Bless all our listeners as we continue to give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And listeners, this is the end of the show for today. We want you to tune in again next Thursday, every Thursday, exactly at 4:30. We'll be right back at you, giving some more encouraging words to you. God bless you, and God keeping you all. Stay safe out there now. Bye-bye.